Hey there, and welcome to the Pondering Stepmom podcast. I am your host, Michelle, and thank you for joining me today. Welcome any new listeners as well. I appreciate you. So on today's podcast, I want to talk about something that I went through as a stepmom, which is basically feeling like a fixer, someone who's fixing problems left and right, someone who's dealing with issues or feeling like things are being dropped into my lap as a stepmom that I don't necessarily need to be fixing or feel like I had the responsibility to fix, and that mom and dad should have been fielding a lot of these problems. And I wanted to find out if other stepmoms felt the same way, or if there was a trend of, you know, stepmoms feeling like fixers, like the one who has to make things right, the one who has to sort of be the peacemaker. And yeah, it turns out I am not the only one who is dealing with this. So I'll dive right in. And the topic I posted was, stepmoms, do you feel like more of a fixer than a stepmom within your blended family situation? If so, please describe your experience and how you have been coping with that. Okay, so I got a comment on the Pondering Nooks Facebook from Sam. Thank you, Sam. And she says, I definitely felt like a fixer when I first came into my role. Birth mom was always shouting and getting angry with my husband in front of the kids. Almost 4 years in, and I communicate when my husband forgets to fill her in on certain things. It definitely helps and makes room for her to willingly give us more time with the kids. At the end of the day, every situation is unique. I take on more of the mom role than stepmom. I am blessed. Thank you for that. Yes, big thing there that comes to my attention right away is when she's saying she's communicating when her husband forgets to fill her in on certain things, the bio mom. This was huge for me in the beginning, where I felt myself being the middle woman. I was the one who sort of slowly started taking over the communication with bio mom, because either my partner just didn't think certain things were important to communicate, or he didn't want to deal with her, you know, or she had upset him in some way. And I had to sort of jump in and be that communicator, because that's what was best for the kids. And also, I was a stay-at-home stepmom and mom, so I needed to know what was going on. So I was stuck because, you know, even though I really didn't want to be the one communicating, I ended up being the one out of necessity. So yeah, that's a big one. And I totally relate to that. So thank you very much. Let's see. Got some anonymous comments on the Pondering Nooks Instagram. And this stepmom says, I constantly feel like I'm fixing things as a stepmom. My partner is my son's bio dad. We actually have him full time now. His mother is barely around, and when he does see her every other weekend for one day, he comes back a mess. Then it's usually me who picks up the mess. I have to fix things, but I'm still always left feeling like I'm not his mom. It's hard. It's always going to be hard. Thank you for that. Yes, totally been there, you know, and the stepmom has her stepchild full time. And then when he does go see bio mom, he comes back and she feels like there's a mess to clean up, and it's usually her. And this is exactly what I went through. You know, I'm the one who's home. I'm the one who's there. You know, I'm the one dropping him off and picking him up from bio moms, and I'm the one dealing with the moods. So obviously, especially if you have more of a personality where you want to make things right, or you want to play peacemaker and you want to fix things, and you're a problem solver, you're going to want to fix that, you know? totally relate to that. And I really appreciate your response. And I really hope that you can find some bright spots in your journey and that it's not always hard for you every minute of the day. All right, the next anonymous comment I'm going to read is from a stepmom who says, "Yes, it's hard that my stepson goes back and forth and has a as a 12-year-old has a harder and harder time. He doesn't know any different since he was 2 when his parents divorced, but it's hard to see that decision still affecting him so much. I feel sad for him, but I can't make it better. And of course, I'm glad it happened. So now I have my husband. It's a weird tension to live in. I want to fix it, but simply can't. And it's not my job to try and make it better. It's sad." Thank you for that. Yes, it is sad. And yes, it's not your job. But like I often say, that doesn't change the fact that a lot of stepmoms are literally in the situation where they're dealing with this. And the urge to want to fix things and solve problems doesn't, you know, we're not immune to it. And a lot of the time you'll hear people say, "Oh, you just need to let it go. You know, it's not your responsibility. Mom and dad should do that." Yes, all of those things are true. But at the same time, it's also true that stepmoms are left holding the bag quite a lot of the time, and they feel like they need to fix it. And nobody wants to live in an environment that's uncomfortable, you know, and that's something I probably will address on a future episode is, you know, when you're a stepmom who feels literally uncomfortable in your own home or within a situation, and like the urge is to want to make things better. And a lot of the time there's things you want to say, but you don't because you don't want to rock the boat. You don't want to create tension in the household or within, you know, the relationships with everyone. So you don't say anything and then you feel resentful and you have all these feelings bubbling up under the surface. So I think a lot of it is really just like, we all want to feel comfortable in our own space. And if there's arguments and tension and conflict happening, that's not comfortable. And a lot of people like me have a really hard time existing in a high conflict relationship or environment. So you just want to, you know, not argue, be peacemaker, smooth everything over, make everything right, and try to go about your day. But a lot of the time in these situations that just, you know, is not as easy as it sounds. So yes, letting it go is really hard, definitely. Thank you for your comment. Okay, the stepmom says, "Yes, trying to navigate the relationship between the parents and suggest better ways of handling or setting boundaries that clearly never existed. Especially now that others are involved. The constant change of the children's emotions and the aftermath of 2 different sets of parenting, trying to point out the long-standing repercussions of certain parental behaviors that stem from guilt or the need to control, and giving suggestions as to how we can do it better. Learning how to manipulate the bio mom so that she shows up as an active parent because we have to make her think things are her idea before she agrees to them. I have never in my life done something as difficult as being a stepmom. Bio mom told our 5-year-old that daddy isn't going to love her as much now that he's married to me. She continuously tells them they can't call me mom because I didn't give birth to them. But it was their choice because it makes them feel more connected. Bio mom thinks the children are unaware. Also tardiness. She refuses to listen to anyone because she's full of pride, ego, and needs control." Wow, I just want to take a second there to pause. Yeah, I feel like this stepmom is describing almost my entire experience in the past. Being a stepmom is also the hardest thing I have ever done in my life. Yes. Everything, you know, like she says, trying to navigate the relationship between the parents and trying to keep the peace even. Trying to smooth things over, not wanting your stepchild or stepchildren to feel that conflict from them if they are not getting along, you know, and the kids' emotions, the roller coaster of emotions. Also standing there and watching either, you know, one or both parents parent from a place of guilt. That's a big deal. And I've talked about that before. I also love how she talks about learning how to manipulate the bio mom so that she shows up as an active parent. I have been through that too. And you find yourself working overtime. I found myself really trying to build a relationship with the bio mom and going out of my way to do so in order to try to make things better for my stepchild. And, you know, I learned the hard way that it just, you know, she wasn't going to change, and there was nothing that I could do to protect my stepchild from the inevitable. And my stepchild had to go through his own realizations and his own journey regarding his mom. And I learned that the hard way. There's only so much you can do. So yeah, thank you for that. That was an awesome comment, and I really related to it, and I bet other stepmoms out there will really relate to it as well. Thank you. All right, last comment I'm going to read here is from a stepmom who is also a mom. She says, I do feel like I am the peacekeeper, which has been fine mostly. But recently there's been a new issue that has arisen, which is that bio mom wants to pull my stepchild out of regular school and put her in an alternative school. The child is in sixth grade and a girl. We discussed this last year because bio mom has expressed an interest because she has a younger child who could have started kindergarten, but she chose to wait. Now it's the hot topic. Mom has asked to speak with me regarding the situation, and I was up for it, as I am good at communicating, and I have historically invited all communication. After the conversation, which I thought was really open and honest, I thought it went well. I was able to provide insight on where the father, my husband's, views were. Well, after she left, I texted her saying I was happy with the conversation. She appeared to have felt differently because she was hoping that my husband would just agree with her. There have been some texts and going back and forth. They have been group texts and singular texts. I want my husband and her to figure it out, and I don't necessarily want to be the middleman, as it's been causing me a lot of anxiety. She specifically told me that she didn't want to discuss the school situation with the children, as she didn't want the child to have a choice. And last week, she mentioned it to the child and told her not to tell us, which I don't appreciate, ever asking the child to keep secrets from either family. Moral of the story is, I have been the main communicator to help keep the peace, and I have a good relationship, and I feel like it's not allowing the parents to handle their own battle. I absolutely want to be here for my husband and do what is best for my stepdaughter, as I love her like my own. But being the peacekeeper or the fixer can cause a lot of anxiety, because there are things I choose to leave unsaid so as not to ruffle any feathers. Yes, thank you for that. She says, I guess my response was slightly different than what your question was. I do feel like a stepmom, just more of a peacekeeper or the fixer. Our blended family is unique. Yes. And, you know, it's hard. That's all I can say. She's really going through it. And Like myself and the other stepmoms who commented, she feels like she's the middle person, the communicator, you know, and that's basically just the same as having to fix things, because you're having to put the connections of communication together between bio mom and bio dad that they are not making themselves. So you're stuck in the middle, and then you have these situations going on, and it's causing a ton of anxiety. And that's the main point that I always make, is like, I was like in a stress ball for years. Like, I was really, really, really stressed out with all this back and forth that I was doing. And it got to the point where I was like, you know what? I said to my partner, you're going to have to start talking to her, because I can't do this anymore. It's too much for me. It's really like consuming my whole life. Like, yes, I'm a stepmom, but I feel like I have this whole other job. You know, like, I'm a personal assistant for both of you, because neither of you are communicating or stepping up in that way. I'm doing it. You know, it's hard enough being a stepmom and having the stepmom role and being perceived by society as a stepmom and trying to navigate your relationships with your stepchild or your stepchildren. And then you have all these other jobs to do, you know, like solving problems, answering texts, sending emails, driving kids back and forth places. It's a lot. So, yeah. Well, that said, I think that was a good discussion. I appreciate the feedback. I hope that newer stepmoms who are just sort of getting themselves into this and thinking, well, I should be the one to take over the communication, and, you know, I need to jump in here and fix what's broken. Just hear what all these other stepmoms are saying and take, you know, from it what you will. I'm not saying you should never try to fix things, but I think they're just, sometimes you can lead yourself to complete and total burnout trying to fix absolutely every problem. I think as stepmoms, we just sort of need to learn to choose our battles. And unfortunately, most of the time, if not all of the time, you can't learn that unless you've lived it and gone through these experiences so you can figure it out. So hopefully these responses and, you know, my own experiences can at least guide you on your journey a little bit, and maybe help with one or two things that have been bothering you that you feel like you shouldn't have to be dealing with. So thank you all again, and I will talk to you next time, and I hope you have a beautiful morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you may be. Oh yeah, you can also find The Pondering Nook at Substack now, so go visit me over there. All right, talk to you later. Bye.